You're with Julian on the Brown Note, and a quick review of, because I'm running out of steam, the new album by Metro Boomin and Future, which is a collaboration between two of the people that have shaped probably the commercial rap landscape the most over the last sort of decade. Their imprint is everywhere. Metro Boomin as a producer and Future as a rapper and auto-tuned vibe artist, I guess, on a lot of massive songs over the last decade. And the same with Metro Boomin. I think like the first prominent track was that Club Going Up on a Tuesday track. Might have been the first time I actually heard his name. And he's done a couple of solo albums as well, which I've featured on the show and might have even done reviews of, which were pretty decent. But this is like the coming together of these two people that have had an enormous impact on the commercial end of the spectrum. And it's a background listen. It is a really strong album, but if you actually pay attention to it, it's not the best, to be honest. It's called We Still Don't Trust You, and it's blown up because of the track featuring Kendrick Lamar, which has become a much more interesting cultural touchstone, which is ongoing at the moment. It features a very homogenized soundscape, and the artists, it sounds like a really scary Australian wasp. Let's see if I can get through this without freaking out. I wonder if you can hear that on the audio. The soundscape is both generic to a kind of music they made, so it's their own style that it's homogenized on. You can hear that on the opening track, which is the title track, featuring The Weeknd, and Metro Boomin also produced The Weeknd's Heartless as well, which is a great track. We Still Don't Trust You. Everything about the album is contained on that track. That sort of plinky low keys in the background, very stylish trap beats, a bit of sub bass, and average lyrics, more based around the delivery and the hook of the lyrics than the actual lyrics. Occasionally, when it's more interesting, as on Drink and Dance track 2, it veers closer towards sort of post-Pop Smoke UK drill, and that's when I like the style most. But then you get into, like, I'm not going to go through all the tracks because it's a lot out of my hands, track 3. It becomes a bit rote and a little bit boring, and the lyrics are a little bit... I think one thing that modern commercial rap lyricists do a lot is not focus on the narrative in a song at all. Every single song has the same set of touchstones. It's like they've written a line they think's cool about chicks, another one about what they're drinking in the strip club, another one about how much money they're making, another one about selling drugs, another one about violence. But they put them in every song. It's like no song is about any individual subject. It's about all of these subjects in every song. That is terrifying. Across a lot of them, the biggest rappers at the moment, they don't rap about a subject in a song. They don't have a cohesive narrative in a song. It's the same 7 or 8 subjects in every song, and it is a little bit trite on the lyrical front. There's no lyrics on this album that really stood out. The tracks that stood out, I think We Don't Trust You and Drink and Dance are good. Obviously the main one is there was this weird one. What was it? Oh, well, Like That, obviously, is the one that is being... the one that's got Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake and J. Cole. And that's now blown up. So Drake's done a diss track back. Rick Ross has become embroiled in it as well. So this is shaping up to be one of the better rap feuds of the modern era, and a much more interesting thing than the album itself. I wonder why that's not on my version of the album, on the track list. Some of the tracks are interesting, you know, like the one with Rick Ross on it is particularly good. Which one's that? Yeah, I think I've got a different track listing because it's just all over the shop compared to the one that I've got, so there must be different versions of it out there. But the one with Rick Ross on is a real standout, as well as the one with Kendrick on it by Miles. A couple of times they pull that Travis Scott sicko mode thing where they get halfway through the song and they flip it into a completely different percussive style. And both of those tracks on this are actually really good. Yeah, that's so strange. I've got a different album here. Come back to finish this, probably the worst review I've ever done, because I didn't realize they'd released a second We Don't Trust You album yesterday. So I was looking at a track listing from this other We Don't Trust You album from Metro Booming and Future, and not knowing it was the a different album. So the one I was talking about, which is a real standout, Everyday Hustle with Rick Ross, is fantastic as well, and that pulls that sicko mode thing as well. And the final two tracks I thought were kind of good. What the Fuck You Mean is a good track, and the final track, Where's My Twin At, reminded me of Club Going Up on a Tuesday. It's got a little wistful vibe going on. So yeah, apologies for the disjointed nature of this review. Hearing some terrifying wasp in the background is not helping me, and reading a track list from a second album that I didn't even realize had been released instead was screwing me up. But it's you know, as a background listen, the production's great if obvious. The lyrics are never interesting across virtually the whole album, and that scattershot focus on the narratives just being about the same 10 things every single song is a bit much as well. It's a really good background album, but if you actually stare at it, the majority of the tracks are quite bland and quite boring and quite repetitive. So yeah, it's the kind of thing you're going to put on in the background if you've got something to do and not actually focus on. On that basis, and the fact that there are, you know, five or six decent tracks on the album, I'm probably going to go for a 6.5 out of 10. For Metro Booming and Future's We Don't Trust You, Volume 1. Ugh.